Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Presentation of that first lesson is pretty neat. Liked hearing all the different languages that really put into play, I think, what took place so many years ago back on that day of Pentecost, the birth of the church. Now, you may have noticed I wasn't one of those people. And there's a reason why. And I'll get to that in a little bit. About 10 years ago, we entered a town called Šipovo in the Republic of Srpska in the middle of Bosnia-Herzegovina. Had the best trout dinner I had ever had. We stopped at this fishery where they were growing the trout in a stream. They had these cement containers they had built inside this on the side of the stream, diverted some of the water down, and they just kind of flowed down according to height. And the biggest fish were up top, the smallest fish down in the bottom. And they had this outbuilding that had a fire and a stovetop. And on the stovetop was this massive copper wok that is best described, a cooking thing. And they would go and they'd grab a fish, clean the fish, batter the fish, cook the fish, and give you that with the potatoes on a plate. It was fabulous. So, that night, myself and Larry Olson, who was one of the musical guys on our group, were assigned to go to probably the cruddiest, dirtiest, smelliest apartment I'd ever been in my entire life. It was a communist-era building. The roof was leaking. The ceilings were coming down. There was mold down the stairway so black you would have thought it was painted on there. It smelled horrible. It was dank. It was musty. It was hot. And the people we were staying with were delightful. But they spoke no English. I really felt that I could have used flashcards at that point in time to be able to better communicate with what was going on, because everything was smiles, nods, and grunts. And so we went through this for a while. The man came into the house. He worked early in the morning, and so we went through the routine of having the plum brandy, the Schlivovitz, with him, and then we went off to sleep. The next morning, we woke up, and it was the same deal. The husband was gone. It was just the wife, and she was preparing for us this massive breakfast where she just kept bringing food after food after food after food after food. And I wasn't feeling real well because I had begun to learn a lesson that day that you don't drink the water in Šipovo. And so as I was getting queasier, she kept bringing more food out. And if anybody ever knows Larry Olson with Dakota Road, don't ever take him to a restaurant, because you will be poor when you leave. He just eats and eats and eats and eats. And the more he ate, the more she made. The more he ate, the more she brought out. And it was one thing after another after another. And finally, I had to excuse myself from the table because I was feeling so poorly. I went outside, found a park bench, laid down, and passed out. And she was concerned, because I didn't look very well. And so she was trying to communicate with me about the fact that she was concerned about my well-being and my health, and I had no idea what she was saying. And it wasn't until one of the interpreters came along and she was able to talk to them that they were able to be able to communicate her concerns to me, which was very sweet. You see, English is my second language. I just haven't figured out what my first is. When I was in second grade, there was that beginning insight of thinking that the earlier you get somebody into a language class, the better off they'll be, because when they're young, they're able to pick up those things. Well, it doesn't work with everybody. Comment allez-vous, s'il vous plaît? Je m'appelle Marc. That's it. That's all I remember. That's all I have. I sat in that class for a year. I know two sentences. I have learned that I don't understand French. I have taken classes to teach me I don't understand German. I have taken classes to tell me I don't know how to speak Bosniak. I have taken classes that tell me I have, where's Jean at? I'm sorry, no good understanding of Greek unless it's written down and there's a translation next to it. In fact, when I was in seminary, we had to take a Greek class, and I just was floundering horribly through it, and a group of friends got together and said, well, let's make a study group out of this. And what they discovered was the best way to teach Dodo here how to do Greek was to find common connections with the English language and with music. And so I began to sing things like, climb every rose. So you can guess what that might be. See, I remember that. But you see, the language, that whole event that took place back so many years ago with those chosen few, really was an important, integral part of sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ, because it was the way you get the word out. If you have a community and everybody in that community learns that one thing and only speaks that one language, well, you're going to have a limited exposure in terms of being able to share the gospel message. However, if you give people language skills to be able to go out and communicate with the world abroad, then suddenly that message is spread throughout the world. You see, at the birth of the church, there may not have been a cake, but there were presents. And there are presents each and every day within the life of the church. There are presents that are shared with each and every one of us in terms of what we have been given to allow us the ability to be able to share that gospel message of Jesus Christ, to be able to share our message of faith, to be able to allow the world to know exactly what this event means to us, to allow the world to know that Jesus Christ truly is the center of our lives. There is that saying that I truly believe. When God said He was putting me together, He said, here's the line for brains, and I thought He said trains, and so I missed it. But we are given gifts, and we all have them, a variety of different gifts. Gifts that allow us to be able to serve, gifts that allow us to share, gifts that allow us to be able to stand out within the world and allow the world to know exactly who we are and how our faith speaks to us and how our faith can speak to other people. And we're called to share that, aren't we, Larry? Yeah, we are. We're called to be able to allow the world what we are doing and what this is all about. Last week I told those of you who had smartphones and had some application on that smartphone that allowed the world to understand that you were here, to plug that in, to allow the world to know that this is the place where you were. Because when you do that, you send a message to the world around us that they understand that this is who you are, a person of faith who is spending this time here in this place. If you didn't do it again today, shame on you. But you still have a chance to do it now. So I'd like the ushers to come forward, please, because I got a job for you. Don't be shy. It won't hurt. You're just doing ushering things. So I have here business cards. They're very pretty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the ushers business cards, and I want each of you to take a business card and put it in a safe place. Go ahead, you can just pass them out to everybody. Yeah, that's it. I want you each to take a business card. Put it in your wallet, put it in your purse, put it with your phone, put it somewhere where you know it's going to be available to you. Go ahead and put it in maybe the glove compartment of your car. There will be a moment, as there have been moments in your life, where you have had a conversation with somebody and you're wondering how to talk to that one person about the fact that this is the place where you go to church and how you might want to invite them or make something that will be an invitation and won't seem uncomfortable. Well, if you don't know how to do that, then you take a card. And you say, oh, I have this card. My pastor gave it to me. He told me to give it to you. Give him the card. Come, join us. Come to church. See what this is about. You can have a long conversation. You can have no conversation. Just give them the card. And when you give them the card, you can come back to me and say, hey, I need another card. And I'll give you another card. Or I'll give you three cards. Because you see, this is one way in which you have the ability very painlessly, very inconspicuously, very safely to be able to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ in terms of saying, this is important to me. This is important enough to me that I want to share it with you. And so here it is. Come and join us. Now, I give you this card because a lot of people get really bunged up about the fact of, well, I don't have anything I can be able to share with people because Jesus really didn't bless me with those gifts. That's other things that people do. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. Because you've all been blessed. I have not seen one of you here who has not been able to have a conversation with another person. You come in, you talk, you smile, you shake hands, you hug, you kiss, you do all these kind of things. I would bet it's safe to say that you do it outside this building too, with people who are not part of this community. Right? So, if you can do that, that means you have the ability to engage each other in conversation. You have the ability to talk about all kinds of different things, and you have the ability to speak of your faith. Not in some theological way necessarily, not in some highfalutin grand language sort of way, and certainly not in Greek. Bless you, Gene. So do it. Talk about your faith. Allow people to understand why it is you are here. Utilize those gifts you've been blessed with. God has given them to you for a reason. Not to simply take them and put them in your pocket and say, ooh, I got another gift. But to be able to take that gift and to use it for the goodness and the purpose that God has placed within your life. To be able to share that love that God has blessed you with. To be able to take everything that has been part of who you are and to express it in a way that the world understands that you are a person of faith. A child of God. A brother or sister in Christ. Take the chance. Give somebody the card. And then take those gifts that you've been given and find ways to be able to utilize them. Because those gifts have been given for a purpose. Your life isn't simply your life to live. Your life is yours to give. Amen.